The Omicron surge has driven hospitalizations in the region to the highest levels ever recorded during the pandemic. 2 years in, and the region's health systems are being pushed to their limits, trying to treat an influx of patients with a burnt-out and depleted staff. WAMU's Colleen Grablik has been reporting on what's going on at our hospitals and talking to healthcare workers, and she joins us now. Hi, Colleen.
Hi, Esther.
Colleen, so it appears that Omicron might be less severe than previous variants, and vaccines still afford us a lot of protection. Why then are we seeing more people hospitalized than ever before, even when vaccines weren't available in the past?
Yeah, you're right. It does look like Omicron isn't causing, on the whole, people to become as sick as with previous variants. And this can partially be attributed to our vaccination rate in the region. A little bit under 70% of the population in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia is fully vaccinated. And, you know, we've also just developed better ways to treat the virus. So that's all good news on a sort of case-by-case level. But I think it's important to remember, too, even though it's kind of deductive, that when a hospital's resources are strained, that means there's less bed and less staff available to care for all patients. You know, people that are coming in with heart attacks or strokes, not just people who are coming in with COVID. And we're also seeing a lot of incidental reporting, and that means that people are coming into the hospital for something non-COVID related, and then they end up testing positive while they're there.
So then how are local hospitals responding? How are they tackling this surge?
Many of them have reverted back to their surge plans that were used during the first months of the pandemic. Last week, Inova Hospital System in Northern Virginia reopened its coronavirus coordination center and is staffing its hospital command centers 7 days a week with infectious disease and emergency management experts. Since mid-December, Maryland hospitals have been reducing elective or non-emergency surgeries to maximize bed space. And the D.C. Hospital Association, which represents 13 of the city's major hospitals, asked Mayor Bowser to declare a public health emergency last week. This would allow hospitals to implement these things called crisis standards of care. So that means doing things like authorizing inactive practitioners and expanding the scope of practice for some providers to make up for that staffing loss.
Let's talk about the staff. What have you heard from hospital staff?
Yeah, I mean, they're not doing well. It's been 2 years of this. 2 years ago, we were talking about healthcare worker burnout, so you can only imagine what that's like now, where we have vaccines available and our hospitals are still the most strained they've ever been. I talked to Kimmy Chernaby. She's an emergency medicine doctor that floats between several different hospitals in D.C. and Virginia, and she says she's just really frustrated right now.
Here we are working in emergency departments, taking care of critically ill patients, serving our community. The rest of the community is really, it feels like, abandoning, you know, the healthcare system and not willing to take mitigation steps.
She's pregnant with her first child and recently found out that due to the surge of COVID cases, her OB isn't allowing visitors into her appointments, so she can't bring in her husband. And she told me she really feels like she's facing the consequences of other people's actions who chose not to get vaccinated or take precautions.
Did she tell you anything about what the staffing levels are like?
Yeah, actually, she told me that she came home early from visiting her family over the holidays to pick up weekend shifts in an ER because they were so short-staffed with so many workers out on COVID leave themselves. Health systems across our area have been begging people to stop coming into ERs with mild COVID or other non-urgent symptoms because emergency departments are just so overwhelmed. Here's Chernaby again.
The sense that we are all left with is just that we are all like a commodity, we being healthcare workers, and very much are just like pawns in this system.
And with cases still surging, we don't know when this strain on our health system will let up.
All right, that's WAMU's Colleen Grablik. Colleen, thank you so much for this update.
Thanks for having me, Esther.